QHXS listening.
HSX0TR.
How are you today, Tom?
You good, David? Been out setting up the sprinklers on the lawn and ate a beautiful breakfast here and just sitting here reading the paper and just got done with that. How's your day going?
Tom, pretty good. I can't complain. But then again, you know, who would listen? No, I'm just out and about. Had to get over to the supply house real quick and free up a few things in my collection of parts and pieces, and then head back to the house here via a music store, pawn shop thing. And then that's about it. Waiting for the phone to ring.
Did you get your amplifier going the other day? I think you was doing something with the tubes, but it's been a while, so I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I got the amp back. He did a really fantastic job with the amp. He changed out a couple of capacitors, the big filter caps for the power supply, and he redid the biasing for the tubes, and we put a new set of output tubes in it. And the thing sounds amazing. It just really, he really did a super job.
Good. Sounds like a great amp. I haven't done anything on HF because there hadn't been anything there, so I haven't got a chance to use my transistors either.
Gotcha. Well, the guitar amp that I play through is a Fender Blues Jr., and it's a prosumer amp. We call it a prosumer amp because it's not a hand-wired type amp. Doesn't take a lot of abuse per se, but it performs real well once you upgrade it a little bit and get the thing to play right.
Probably can't beat a deal like that. Oh, kind of a bland day today. Yesterday we had to go pick up the grandson, take him out to eat lunch, and kind of tied up our day quite a bit. But today just yard work and gardening, and gonna water the garden and feed the chickens. And oh, I fixed a toaster oven for my kids last night. They put those stupid fuses, they look like a Zener diode or something, about the size of a resistor in there, and it was 216C. I don't know where you'd get them at down here. You used to get them at Radio Shack, but that was all that was the matter with it. And what are you going to do, you know?
Oh, my God. I think they're gone. Oh, listen, Tom, let me step out of the car here for a few minutes. I'll come right back in, and we'll pick up the conversation if you're still here. I'll be right back. KB2HXS.
Okay, I got to run down the hall here for a second, and I'll be back in 0TR.
XS Mobile, back in there.
0TR. Oh, Nevin, I always seem to mess up here. KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra call sign for some reason. Yeah, do you remember the Mr. Coffees when they had a bunch of those catching on fire?
Vaguely. I don't remember. That had to be years ago.
You weren't born early enough, probably. Well, that's what they put in those things that I was talking about, was a thermal fuse. And it was very common. That's because they caught fire. They were plastic, you know. And I was looking at a headline here. But at any rate, they put them in there as a fail-safe for a lot of appliances now for insurance purposes, I suppose. But they brad them in. They don't solder. You know, they're in series with one of the hot leads. But they use those crimp-on type connectors. They're just little bitty things. And they get loose and fail from expansion and contraction, from cooling and heating. and then it blows the dang fuse, and you're out. Like, for example, this Cushionaut toaster oven is not a cheap item, and boom, it's dead over one little $5 thing.
KP2HXS. Yeah, I'm a little older than you think. I do remember the Mr. Coffees.
So, you'd be about 58. Now, I'm just guessing. I'm kind of clairvoyant.
Yeah, I know. You saw my birthday on QRZ. I know.
Bernice is laughing over here in the background. Are you accusing me of cheating?
I don't accuse anybody of anything. I accuse you of being very smart and looking up my birthday.
Yeah, but you're way behind me. So anyways, I won't tell you I bypassed that, because that would be illegal, of course. But all of the controls on it for heating and that are probably the coiled up bimetal things, you know. So it's pretty well protected. Or else certain people wouldn't do that.
Well, you have me at a disadvantage here because I'm driving. I'm not in front of my my pad. I have the QRZ app on my pad, so I can just go on there and punch a call letter in. I'll find out later. Anyway, I swapped antennas on the top of my vehicle here. I went back to I went and purchased a diamond. One of the new NR770, no ground plane required antennas. I hope my signal is okay. I don't know what it is, but every once in a while, depending on where I'm driving through town, the repeater gets real noisy. All of a sudden, boom, it's full on again.
You aren't with KB2HXS. Well, David, you were like, if you're going down to Wade Hampton, if you get near Pleasantburg Drive, you're in the shadow of Paris Mountain, and it will get real scratchy in that area. And there are a few other places other guys can tell you about. But your signal's perfect. Couldn't be any better. So you did the right thing. And by the way, I won't lie to you about my age. I'm 37 and dyslexic.
Oh, excellent. Well, you sound good for that age. Anyway, yeah, I just left the Pleasantburg area. I'm heading back up Wade Hampton, back up to Gurr, back to the house. So, there you are.
Roger, right down there by the Red Lobster, about a half a mile before Lidl's and Red Lobster, and the QT right across from Red Lobster and that high school down there. It'll get bad receiving, and it'll get bad transmitting. It'll do it for about a mile in there, not even quite that.
I'm not exactly sure where Paris Mountain is in relation to where my house is. Don't really know. Is it closer to Traveler's Rest, or maybe you can give me an idea where it is?
Greenville, I guess. I'm not a native here. I'm an immigrant from Kansas, but it's just west of Greenville, and then Caesars head straight north, of course. And so, if it's west of you there, and you're coming down Wade Hampton, it must be northwest just a little bit. But there's a million guys on here to tell you precisely what it's located. I know where it's at, because when you pull out on the highway here and look to the west, what I call it, because all these roads run cockeyed around here. It's just over to your left when you're heading north, and there's Paris Mountain State Park. Yeah, I'd say it's more towards Traveler's Rest.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, because Greenville is a little bit of a, I guess in some areas, a little bit of a valley. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, excellent.
Coming in on your call, and let me look at this. Yeah, you're still in Florida. That's why I couldn't see Paris Mountain.
I went into QRZ and updated everything, like, months ago when I first moved up here. You know, I got changed the address of my call sign and updated and all that kind of stuff, and I'm shocked that it hasn't taken effect yet.
I always get mixed up on the longitude and latitude. You're still showing 27.256389 north and minus 80 latitude or longitude. So there's one way to solve the ambiguity is to go to the famous N0 TR's locale, and it says I'm at 34 and 82, so, yep, it hadn't taken it.
I guess I'll have to go in and look at it again. But I don't think you live that far from me. I think you're only a couple miles, west of me or north of me, or 14?
A little bit west of 14. We're up Highway 101 from Wade Hampton up there at all those new houses, the O'Neill Edition, that we're just slightly east of that, thank God. And I can't tell you how far we are because it shows 547.8 miles to your other house.
Which I don't own anymore. All right, when I get home, I'll take a look on QRZ and see what the heck is going on.
It should update it, David. Well, we're glad you're up here now instead of down there. I'm looking at the DX now because there's a CW contest this weekend, and usually those guys go on a few days ahead of time and start getting their stations queued up, and you start seeing some DX in there. Although the sunspots, I presume, are still bottoming out, unless we get lucky this weekend, because there is nothing there almost.
Upgrade? Are we in an up on a sunspot cycle, or are we on a downside? I can't remember.
We are on the upside. There was actually 71 sunspots 1 week here recently, and then it went back down to a flat zero, and just very, very few. But we're starting up cycle 25 in the 11-year cycle. It's not supposed to be as high as some of the record-setting ones, but it will be quite satisfactory compared to what we had.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Maybe 2HXS. Good morning still. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. Good morning to you and good morning to Tom. I'm just setting out, getting ready to run around where I can get on the interstate, then got to head up to Hendersonville for a couple of meetings this afternoon. Getting ready for a barbershop event in November. But you got to take care of all the details 5 or 6 months ahead of time. Anyway, good morning to you. And hello, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Rusty. Well, just so I don't louse up his call, I always get tongue-twisted with it, KB2. Hotel X-Ray Sierra is David, and he's on here quite often, and I think you just live a little ways from me, Dave, he was asking there, but he went straight up Highway 101 from Wade Hampton, just past the Lake Cunningham Fire Department, about a half a mile, more over to the east of that, and you can look it up on QRZ and see it, but I'm thinking that you're just 8 or 10 miles away over there. But I'll pass it to you, David, and maybe Rusty can enlighten us with any news on the sunspots. I haven't looked for, well, since we got the last ARRL newsletter. But it should be on the upward scale, David. Go ahead. KB2HXS N0TR.
A barbershop, huh? Do you own a barbershop, Rusty, or involved with one, or Are you talking about a barbershop quartet? Ha ha.
You don't need one.
And, no, I sing barbershop four-part harmony. And, I'm on the district board of directors, and my job is to, as Mike says at events, is to plan all of our conventions. And I'm working on one for November, one for March of next year, one for October of next year. And somewhere in between the March and October one, our district is in Charlotte, will be hosting the International Barbershop Harmony Society Convention, which will bring about 10,000 or 12,000 additional barbershoppers to the area. But anyway, and the sunspot cycle, yeah, I just read what you did, Tom, and it's we're on the upside of it, but it's not. We still got a ways to go. Hopefully later in this year it'll start getting a little bit better. And, yeah, I know David. I've talked, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4, 5 or 6 times, I think, at least. Anyway, so I've got to go up to the place where we're going to hold the event up in near Hendersonville to the community college up there where we're going to be hosting the event. Meaning the guy that's driving down from Raleigh today to take a look at the site and also to take a look at the headquarters hotel for our event. So that's what we're going to be doing today, reviewing everything. Go ahead, Tom.
This is NGLTR. Well, fine business, Rusty. And yeah, I'm glad you concurred with my findings. It's been about probably a week. I guess we get that newsletter weekly. And that's about the only thing I look at is the solar update. But I can't wait till that starts coming back. Rusty, described David, exactly where Paris Mountain is, say, for example, from a specific location. I think it's a little more towards Traveler's Rest. It's just straight west of there, right?
And I can remember having gone up there twice in my entire time of living up here. If you go up like you're going up White Horse Road, Highway 25, up towards Traveler's Rest, and you get up there to that area they call Five Points, there's a road that called State Park Road that goes off of up of there, and that's the one that takes you up to where that is. And it's a twisty little road going up to the top of that little small mountain there. But that's where it is best I can remember. But you got to go up to what they call State Park Road, and it's off of I can't remember that road that goes from Highway 29 and you go around to where you get over where the old Shriners Hospital used to be and then come up around that direction and end up over on 25 going up towards Traveler's Rest. But that's the best I can remember about it, David. Over.
I think I know exactly where it is, yeah. State Park Road, you can pick up off of 290. Because that's when we go over to see our friend over there, we take 290 all the way out to 25, and there's a left turn you make to get down to State Park Road and get down to that Walmart down there. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. I think I know where it is.
Yeah, and the 94 repeaters up there, and there's several TV antennas pretty close to each other. I think that's where WYFF4 is at. When we first come down here about 11 years ago, we went up there, but they got it blocked off now. And if you get up there where the antennas are, you can look down in the valley and see all of Greenville. It's really a beautiful view. But the guys like to put graffiti on the walls of all of the buildings up there and throw their trash out and tear things up. So now they fenced it off, of course.
Where the Greenville Club's 8-2 repeater is, I guess it's still up on there. That's where it used to be. And it was up there for a number of years, and that's what carried me up there is when we went up there to work on the A2 repeater site and re-clean the room out and do some painting up there and work on the antenna on the tower for the antenna up there and all that, too. So that's where that is. Go ahead, David.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was talking on the A2 repeat. I think that this repeater has more traffic on it than the A2 does. I wonder why, but I know it's got just as good a coverage, I think. Anyway, gentlemen, I'm close to home. I'm going to bow out here. You, gentlemen, I guess, well, you can take that any way you want, but I will catch you guys later. KB2HXS Mobile. We'll see ya. I'm out.
Okay, David. I'm sure you was talking to me. You take care. Have a good day. Rusty, I'm going to get out of here, too. I got some chores I need to do. And we'll talk to you a little later. You got a little scratchy there a while ago for, maybe 30 seconds, and then you've been full fighting ever since, so probably just an area you went through. 73s, and this is N0TR clear.
Like I said, I'm headed up the road. I may even rattle Bob's cage sometime while I'm up there today before I head back down, because I got to mess around in both exits for Hendersonville up there. Exit 4053, which is Upward Road, and then exit 49, which is where Mr. Bob lives, off of that one. So I will catch you later. Get ready to get on the interstate myself. W2T Mobile, 73s for now, Tom, W2T Mobile.